Sech such a review for a moment. The machlokes between the Pavli and the Rishami that we were talking about last week. And I wanted to follow up a little bit with a deeper understanding of what's happening by Kabbalah Shabbos when we're crossing from Chol into Shabbos. We learned last week that the Bavli and Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, the Bavli says that El Moli Misham Yisrael Shtei Shabbos is Kehilchasan Miyad Negolan. That if only we would keep two Shabboses, two consecutive Shabboses Kehilchasan, Miyad Mashiach would come. That's the Bavli. From the Yushalmi we learned, in Tanis the Yushalmi says, Ilu hoyu Yisrael misharmin Shabbos achas ketikuna. You don't have two Shabboses. Shabbos achas. One Shabbos, ketikuna, the right way. Miad ben David ba. Then Mashiach would come immediately. And what we learned by taking a little bit of a look into the writings of the Mekubalim, we saw in the Shari Oira, and we saw in the Arachim from the Meloi HaOmer, from the Tzaddik, the Meloi HaOmer, that in the Kilas Yaakov, that ideally Shtei Shabbos is not talking about two separate Shabboses. That's the Torah of Golus, because the Torah of Golus is a Torah of Pirud, of separation. In Golus, we find ourselves unable to bring about on the highest level that Yichud, that unity, Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchinte, of husband and wife, of Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchina, and of the two Bechinas of Shabbos that we were learning about in the Kilis Yaakov, which is Zohar V'Shamer. Ideally, Zohar V'Shamer is B'dibur Echad. That means there's a Yichud, that they're inseparable. Zohar is the Midah of Yisod. Remember, we were learning the Shari Ara last week. Zohar is the male quality of Yisod, Kutchabricho. And Shomer, Shmira, is the feminine quality of Shechina. And that explains this chiluk between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is the Torah of Bavel, of Chutz Laaretz, which is the Torah of Pirudim, of separation, of Golus, and that tragedy of the Golus of the Shechina, the separation between the Shechina and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Mimela, in the world of the Bavli, the best we can come up with in Chutz Laaretz is Shtei Shabbosos. Shtei Shabbosos. But they're two distinct separate Shabbos. There's a week in between them. Those are two separate Shabboses. But the Yushalmi is a different world. The Yushalmi is Shabbos Achas, because the Yushalmi is Mechaber, brings together the Chasn and Kala, the two Bechinis of Shabbos, Zohar V'Shomer B'dibur Echad. Therefore, in the world of the Yushalmi, it's Il Mole Shomis or Shabbos Achas. They're both talking about the Yichud Kutshubichu Shchinte, the Yichud. For the Bavli, it's something which presently in Golas is beyond our reach. They're two separate Shabboses. It's two different worlds, Zohar V'Shomer. But by the Yushalmi, in the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, which is the whole Inyan of the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, is this Yichud. So the Shtei Shabboses turn out to be one Shabbos. It's one Shabbos that has two Bechinas. Zohar and the Kever. Zohar V'Shomer. And that goes back, that brings us back to the original piece that we learned in the Zohar Kodesh. We were talking about Shemin Esrei, of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, where the Zohar brings the pasuk, Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba, kol ohaver, Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba, the Zohar says, v'pnei sha'asimcha eina nimtzes ela bizman sh'Yisrael nimtzoyim be'eretz ha'kodesh. True Simcha, the chasna, the real Yichud, chasna kala, is only when we're in Eretz ha'kodesh, only when we're in Eretz Yisrael. Shesham mischaberes isha imbaila. That was the lashon of the Zohar. And Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael, the world of the Yushalmi and of the Zohar Kodesh, mischaberes isha imbaila. There's the chibur of the husband and the wife. Vazu simchas hakol, simchas al yoinim, besimchas tachtonim. And only in Eretz Yisrael can there be that simcha of the al yoinim and the tachtonim, of the higher world of Zohar and the lower world of Shomer, of Kutshubichu, Ushchinte, of Chasna Kalav, husband and wife. Now this mimer, I mentioned last week that we might do it, and now it turned from a mite into a definitely. that, because I feel that it would be like a crime not to follow up a little bit with it. Such a big yesod. And then we're going to learn some other machlokes between the Bavli and the Shami that have the same yesod, that can be understood with the same yesod. This is from Yichud HaShabbos, from Rav Kluger, the first chalik. There's two volumes of Yichud HaShabbos. The name of the sefer is Yichud HaShabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. That's the Yichud. And having learned what we just did last week, it will help us to appreciate what this maimer is about, and will help us to appreciate Kabbalah Shabbos, what that means to move from Chol into Shabbos. And why is it that at that moment of moving from Chol into Shabbos, why is it that Klal Yisrael has accepted this innovation of Reb Shlomo Alkovitz of the Luchot Doidi, which is relatively late in our history? Luchot Doidi is from the time of the Arizal. It's not from early. It's not from the Rishonim. It's not from Chazal. It's something that came at the end, towards the end of time that we're in now. And why Davka did that? Why did it wait for so long? And why is it that all of Klal Yisrael is so taken by Luchot Doidi? Bechlal, the whole Inyan of Kabbalah Shabbos, which is really mostly from the time of the Arizal, the whole Seder of Kabbalah Shabbos, and the pieces that are taken from Tehillim and they're from the Zohar Kodesh, but not from the time of. We don't have a Seder of Kabbalah Shabbos in the Gemara. There's no Seder of Tefillas Kabbalah Shabbos. So let's learn. So I'm glad to see everybody was. You got the. Good. Still hard for me to believe that it actually works, but I see you have the papers. Okay, yes, that's Baruch Hashem. Minig Yisrael b'chol kehilas ha-kaydish l'kabal p'nei Shabbos ha-malka ma'miris ha-pizmon l'chadoi l'kraskal p'nei Shabbos n'kabal. So it has become the minig of the Jewish people to be m'kabal Shabbos, the way that chasas m'kabal p'nei ha-kala, that we never heard of this in the Gemara. I mean, it's alluded to in the Gemara, but not by a tefillah, by Kabbalah Shabbos, but the Indian of boy kala, of course, we do have in the Gemara. But there's a chasna that's somehow taking place. There's some yichud that's taking place by Kabbalah Shabbos. And he brings there in footnote, hey, the first note, he brings there from the Ben Yishchai, where the Ben Yishchai writes that piyut l'chadoidi lo nizkar b'divir Rabbeinu Arizal. L'chadoidi is not found in the writings of the Arizal. Kizah piyut. This piyut of the Chadaydi Chibroi Rabbeinu Shlomo Alkovitz, that's from Shlomo Alkovitz. Those of you who have been to the cemetery in Tzfas, you know that the Arizal is buried right next to the Beis Yosef and to Shlomo Alkovitz. Ve'ein chiv b'amiroso. It's not Medina de Gemara. It's not a din a chiv in Shulchan Aruch to say the Chadaydi. Ach poshat ha'minig leimer, but it's the minig to say the Chadaydi has mamish spread to every place. Alamiras boikal 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 Shabbos Malkus. Of course, that's Medivah Rabbi Sanzach on the Rock. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Beseder. Back inside. Ha'piyut miyusad mibatim. Ha'oiskim besod ha'yichud ben Knesset Yisrael imdoida. This song, L'chadaydi. This poem, L'chadaydi, is composed of batim. Of how do you say bayisin?
Stanzas, right?
Ha'oiskim beside ha'yichud that are dealing with the sod, the secret, the mystery of the yichud, ben Knesset Yisrael imdoida and her beloved, ha'inu, sha'am Yisrael hem bedugmas ha'kala, the Jewish people are the kala, bedugmas ha'kala, v'kadosh baruch hu bedugmas ha'chosn, and kadosh baruch hu is the chosn, v'marshal el ha'doid. Of course, the whole Shir Hashirim is Miusad on this relationship between the Chasna Kala, between the Doid and the Raya. Umoid ha'yichud hu b'leil Shabbos Kodesh. And the time of the Yichud is Friday night. That's the time of the beginning of the Yichud is Friday night. Kenoidim Arizal, Shazel Soid Aliyas Ilamas. This is the Soid in the Kisvei Ari of the Aliyas Ilamas of the ascent of worlds that takes place on Shabbos. Hamasayru meiru b'chlolus harbiya, that's taking place in all of creation, ubanafshis Yisrael, and in the souls of the Jewish people. Kumarchein, oisek ha'piyut b'yitziya mehagrolus al hagula. Interestingly, the Chadaydi also is dealing with leaving Golus and Geula, going out from Golus and redemption, Geula. Keremez al hashchina hakadosha, which is a remez to the Shechina, that during the 6 days of the week is Ki'ilu in Mitzrayim. Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina is in Golus during the 6 days of the week. Ki Shabbos Kodesh, he beside ha-Geula ha-Asida. Shabbos is the sod of the future redemption of the Geula ha-Asida. Beis Yikum, at that time when it will be fulfilled, L'sakein Oilom b'malchus Shakai, when the Malchus will be repaired, and the Chasan Kala, Kutcher Bichu, and the Shechina and Knesset will always be together in a state of Yichud. So that happens on Shabbos, in some way. That happens every Shabbos. The Rig'ei Knisas HaShabbos Hem Ke'ein Zeh. And those moments of entering into Shabbos, of leaving the 6 days and going into Shabbos, is Ke'ein Zeh. It's Ke'ein that Tikkun of L'sakin Oin L'malchus Shin Dalad Yud, that's going to be at the end of time. Shoz Nase Ke'ein Geula B'nishmas Yisrael. And every Lel Shabbos is going to L'chadari, there's Ke'ein, that Geula that's taking place B'nishmas Yisrael. The Tzaddikim were very, very in touch with their neshamas, on fire with this Yichud. It's there. It's just a matter of whether one can feel it or not, but it's happening. And how befitting this is for the, this all is for the, when I'm speaking of the one who wrote this piyut, Rabbi Shlomo Alkevitz. Harav ha-mukubul, Rabbi Shlomo Alkevitz, chusil nene shohayim, m'gidoli hador, b'tkufas ha-ramak, u'bal ha-shulchan aruch v'arizal, who was one of the gidoli hador, of course, that world in Tzvas of the mukubalim. V'noida ki zoch le-gilu ishchina, and there's a very famous story about Rav Shlomo Alkevitz and the Gilui Shechina that took place by Shavuos night. He brings down the whole Maaseh. If you're interested, you can read it afterwards. I'm sure most of you, or all of you, know this story. He was speaking to the, there was a voice of the Mishnah that was speaking to him. It was all Maaseh. V'nodik yizoch le-Gilui Shechina b'Maaseh ha-Neira she'ira beis limuda b'charuros b'chabur le-Shavuos. What happened? But the Tikkun le-Shavuos in Tzvas that night with the Tzaddikim. Say that. But that whole ending of the Tikkun Shavuos, of course, is a very big Yichud Chasan Kala. It's the Kishutim of the Kala, the whole night of Shavuos. The Tikkun Shavuos is a very, very big Tikkun for the Kala, for the Shechina. And that story, I'm sure you remember when you read it over in the footnote. Now, B'maimezah on page Kufpei, the second B'maimezah, Nevarish Ashaychus ben Musagei HaSimcha ben Chasan V'Kala. So let's try to understand the musag of simcha, the simcha v'chasna. What's the simcha v'chasna kala? Musag ya simcha ben chasna v'kala, vayitziya mehagolus el hagula. The simcha v'chasna kala, and the yitziya and leaving golus, and going into geula. The connection between that leben knisas haShabbos, and knisas haShabbos and kabbalah Shabbos. V'niftach bebir inyan hanisuin shebereishis ayichud. Now the beginning of the yichud is the chasen, is the chuppah. Obviously the tachlis of that is that afterwards they have there's the erusin, there's the nisuin, and then there's the simchas hachasen, and then afterwards the chasen kala ayichud, they're together as husband and wife. That's the tachlis. But the nisuin, the marriage, is the beginning. Hamazgala umeyu b'Shabbos Kodesh. And how is this inyan of nisuin, of chasana, how is this meyu, how does this illuminate, how does this ur, how is it mezgala on Shabbos? V'yisoidai b'maymer rabbeseinu zal b'medrash. The yisod of this is from a famous medrash rabbi, which says in the medrash that Shabbos had a taina, kivyachol, that every day of the week has a second one. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on, except Shabbos. Amar Shabbos, Nekadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Shalom, Kulin, Yesh Ben Zog, V'li, Ein Ben Zog. So Shabbos had a taina. Shabbos is a seven. It's without a ben zug. It's without a mate. So Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Shabbos, Knesses Yisrael hi ben zug. You have a ben zug. There is a chasen kala. You have, and it's Knesses Yisrael. Knesses Yisrael is the ben zug. Shabbos and Knesses Yisrael. That's the medrash. Ulekach hakavana b'amirs l'chadoid l'gves kala pnei Shabbos nakablo. Therefore, the kavana when we say l'chadoid l'gves kala, that the chasen is approaching and going towards the kala pnei Shabbos nakablo, and we receive and is receiving pnei Shabbos shekain. Klal Yisrael, of course, is the Merkava, is the chariot, is that Metzias in this world that embodies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, who reveals HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Hanikra Daidi, that's called Daidi, the beloved. Vashabas Hibadarga, that's the chasen. Vashabas Hibadargas Ashchina Gadaisha. And Shabbos is the inn of the Shechina. Shabbos is embodied in the Shechina. Hanukkah is Kala, which is also Knesset Yisrael. The two aspects of the Jewish people, two aspects of Giluyim of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. V'yoytzim Yachad L'Kabbalas Panim. And there's a Kabbalah's Panim that brings these two together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's transcendent and beyond, with the Shechina that's embodied, the Shechina which is manifested mamish in this world, the Soviet Kol Alman with the Mamali Kol Alman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. And that this unification, this Chasna, is the Kabbalah's Panim of Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. Hein regoim elu hem yitzia mirishus av o knisa lo shus baal. Something happens by Kabbalah Shabbos where the kala leaves the rishus of her father. The kala is able to leave the rishus of her father and enters into the rishus of her husband. Kivyachal, so to speak. Shakala yoytzes l'chuppah. The kala goes out of that golus of being single and alone, and she is brought to the chuppah. A kala yoytzes l'chuppah, umechina atzma el hayichud emachasim, and she prepares herself for the yichud that she's going to have with her chasim. Mechina Shabbos em Knesses Yisrael. Kibuchol nisui chasm vakala benafshus Yisrael. Because whenever there's a marriage, whenever there's a chasm and kala, benafshus Yisrael by Jews, misaira, and in the nefesh of a Jew, a yichu kujubichu shchinte, of above and below, misaira ba'ilam asalyayim yichu kujubichu shchinte, that's ma'aira. A yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, bedarga hagavor b'yoser, on the highest level. Shekein hakala, he bitu l'koach ha-makabel. So let's try to understand this in a simpler way. We've learned all these concepts in the past, but just to review a little bit. Hakala is a bitu, is an expression of the koach ha-makabel b'briya. That koach to be able to receive. That's the kala, that's the feminine. The makabel. Hanim shel shechina hakadosha. That is compared to the shechina hakadosha. Vachosen mevates koach hanosein, hamashpia. The chosen, the male, in creation, means the koach of hashpa, of nesina, of giving, of hashpa. This world, obviously, is waiting every moment from the hashpah of the chasen of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And only Knesset Yisrael knows how to prepare for this yichud through Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah and so on, to be mekabel the hashpah from above. V'yichudam ka'achas mirega ha'chupa ve'elach. And that yichud of the chasen kala becoming one, being joined together, is from the moment of the chupa ve'elach and on. Mevate la'erach kol chayim, in the life of the actual chasen kala of a husband and wife, that yichud of the chupa is expressed throughout their entire lives. B'tzavsa, as yichud kudshu b'yichu shchinta, is an expression of the yichud of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. That's why all the Sheva Brachas Torahs, you know, Zochu, Shechina b'neihem, that the Ish v'Isha, and the Zoichad, and the Shechina is between the two of them, and so on and so forth. That's the Zivug, that's the Yichud of the Chasna Kala. Throughout their lives. The Inyan of Mashpia and Makabel, which is a very, very delicate balance, especially Bizman Hazeh, with that whole idea of that whole mitzias of the husband being the mashpia and the wife being the makabel is now in a state of tremendous confusion regarding that difference between the husband and wife, which has led to all kinds of tzaras, which I don't have to explain. But that is the bria that Hashem is Baruch made, that there's a koch in the house of Mashpia, and there's the koch of Makabel. There's the koch of Kudshu Brichu and the koch of Shechina. There's the koch of Zocher and Shomer, of the husband and wife. That Yichud began under the Chuppah. V'havein al pizeh, she'ikra ha'simcha ha'mufleges ha'kayemes b'imei ha'nisuin, that this unbelievable simcha that's by a chasna and by the days that following by the Sheva Brachas, this unbelievable, tremendous simcha, the ikra ha'simcha ha'mufleges ha'kayemes b'imei ha'nisuin, she'boim ha'kroivim v'ha'chaverim litol chelik b'simcha, where everybody comes, all the family comes, and the friends are coming to this simcha, and it's there's no other simcha that's like a chasana. He al kach she'oz boim losus v'lesmoch al bayis nosaf b'Yisrael. You know, the people themselves that are there might not know what's happening, but the simcha is because of the joy of there being a new home, a new bayis b'Yisrael. She'yifal me'ata yichudim el yoinim eila ba'ilum, that will be able to bring about these wondrous yichudim through their marriage, the love between them, and even their physical, the physical bond between them and everything that they share in their lives is the highest yichud that could take place between above and below, between the chasna and kala. Ki olam kulo hutzomei umiachal todir legilui ha'or ha'loki. Because the entire world is thirsting and is longing for the gilui ha'or ha'loki, for Hashem's light to be revealed, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to mashpia his light into our lives. Therefore, the madrega, the whole madrega of the makabel in creation, mitzad atzmo, lelo koch hamashpia b'syachadus, without the koch of the chasen, without the hashpa of the mashpia, who ra'ev umavuyash, is in a state of hunger and disgrace, embarrassment. Just talk to a guy who's not married when he's like 30 and a girl who's not married when she's 30. I'm not talking about when they don't want to get married. I'm talking about both of them don't want to get married. Just talk to the guy a little bit. You're not going to get too far in a conversation of any depth. And you talk to the girl, and after 30 seconds, she's already crying, yeah? Doesn't need any further explanation. The busha of the kala. Because that feeling of emptiness and helplessness without the hashpa of the mashpia of the chasen. Again, not that she understands it, she feels it as loneliness. That's the subject of the 3 weeks on Tisha B'Av, the Tzara Shechina. It means the whole time, but Tikkun Chatzayis is the Tzara Shechina. All the tefillahs of the Shechina. To understand what Tisha B'Av, a person doesn't know what this is. There's a Tisha B'Av, old buildings that were ruined, and you know, we have nicer ones now. Unless one learns the sugi of Tzara Shechina, and what happened by the Chum Beis HaMikdash, what's the whole inyan of the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av, what's the inyan of Chatzayis, of Tikkun Chatzayis, Avoid of Chatzayis. Uchavo ha'or, and when the light does arrive, ha'mashpia, the light of the mashpia, of the chasm, harizu avurai kigula pratis mamish. For that makabel, it's mamish agula, it's a redemption. It's mamish agula. Al kach omer David HaMelech al v'sholem, regarding this, David HaMelech said, Ki imcha mekor chayim, because with you is the source of life. Only with Hashem is the source of life. Ba'orcha nira'or, only in your light can we see light. That's the inyan of the kala waiting for the chasen. Gula shi yisoida ahava udvekas. It's a gula, which the foundation of this gula is ahava. Love and dveikus. Uchadugmas simchazu kein hu gam b'Shabbos kodesh. In every Shabbos, there's a kedugmas simchazu. Again, that's why we're going to understand now the connection between Shabbos and Gula, and why in Eretz Yisrael it's ilmole shomisil Shabbos achas. Shabbos Achas. That there's a yichud of the two Shabbos is on Shabbos Achas. It's an Eretz Yisrael dike Yerushalayim dike feeling. It's in Chutz Lo'aretz, it's very hard. It's Yerushalayim dike feeling. Chedugma simcha zu kein hu gam b'Shabbos Kodesh. Yosis alayich elokayach kimsa yischas nokal. That's the, we say the pasuk b'al chadaydi. Yosis alayich elokayach kimsa yischas nokal. Ki ba'oysim regoyim shal knisas ha-Shabbos, because those moments of Shabbos entering, misyachadim yimei achol v'achulin, there's a yicha between the 6 days, the plain 6 days of the week, im mesek oiram, with the sweetness of the light of Or HaShabbos. The 6 days of the week can't ascend, can't have an aliyah, can't have a parnasa. See, we don't think in these terms. Anybody that learns a little bit Seder Noshim in Shas, you know that even if you didn't learn history in history books, you don't need to learn in history books, you know that the status of a woman in ancient times, ancient, until very recently, the status of a woman without a husband is sort of garnished. Nothing. Mamish nothing. No place in society. She's just a girl. By your parents, but no mitzias of her own, no mitzias, mamish, not a mitzias. Or HaShabbos, v'nase yichu kutshubichu u'shchintei, shkein yichu da'olam es b'yayim zeh, hu eis simcha b'alyonim b'sachtayinim. And that yichud of Shabbos is a simcha above and below, by the chasna and kala. Kiahava brings the lashon of the Shlach Kodesh. Kiahava suudveikis Hakadosh Baruch Hu Knesses Yisrael. Nimshol derech Moshol lezivug. The Shlach writes that the love and the dveikis between Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Chasen and Knesset Lekala is the Moshol of a zivug, of a husband and wife being together. K'mayish Nemar Kimsoyis Chasen Lekala Yosis Alayich Elokayich. Kach beklolus nafshos Yisrael. And so it is. B'cholos nafshos Yisrael, the soul of the Jewish people, hanikre Knesses Yisrael, Shchinta, which is called Knesses Yisrael, l'shchina, mekor kol nishmas Yisrael, all the nishamas of the Jewish people come from. The collective mitzias of nishmas Yisrael is called Knesses Yisrael, the ingathering of Yisrael. There's a thing of mitzias in Shemaim called Knesses Yisrael. Here we're separated. But in Shemayim, the shorish of all of us is one thing called the Kala, Knesset Yisrael, but it's the Shechina Kadosha. Bekach beprotius, and in this world beprotius, bechol bayis miyisrael, the kras haShabbos. In every bayis miyisrael, there's a husband and wife preparing for Shabbos. There's this yichud of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. Shahamashpia oisek betikuna shel hamakabel. The mashpia is occupied with the tikunim of the makabel, the begodim, the kishutim noim, to bring special clothing for Shabbos, and adornments and jewelry and so on, and to provide all different kinds of special foods, delicacies, and so on. And all of this hashpa, is to be ma'oirer in the kala that she should be a kli to be makabel the shefa, It's an interesting thing that's brought down in Svarim that it's become a little bit, it's gotten a little bit out of hand the last couple of years, that there's not only an inyan to give shalach manis, but it's an inyan to put them into something nice, to bring them into something nice. Like the bikurim were brought in a beautiful basket, not stam, for people could afford. The inyan of shalach manis is not only to hand a person, but it should be in a nice kli, some kind of a nice basket or something. And the inyan of that is that the mashpia is mashpia or. There's ashpa of or, but the makabel has to have the kalim to receive it. The godless of shalach manis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's the mashpia. He's wealthy, he has what to give, and the one who's makabel is makabel this gift. But the Baruch Shalom gives the or, and he also gives the Jew the kli to be makabel the or. In other words, it's not just this or, but there's also a nice thing that the or comes in. That's to be ma'ora, the makabel, to be able to have the kalim to receive that or. Because the mashpia can be mashpia, but if you don't have the kli to be makabel, nothing changes. You're just the same person on Shabbos and Tuesday, Wednesday, it's not. If the kli is not a kli to be makabel. So, the mashpia is oisik tikunim, to be misaken kalim for the makabel. B'chdei la'arba is harotzenli as kli l'kabel as hashef. So the kala will be able to have the confidence and feel that she's beautiful and feel that she's ready to receive the chasen. U'chamay she'yisir rabbeinu arizal b'piyut azamer b'shvachin yimino smayla b'nayu kala b'kishutin azlaman l'vush. B'kishutin Aslo man levushin that the chasen Kadosh Baruch Yimino Smol b'nayu kala, she's the kala is being accompanied on the right and the left. We're not going into the inyan here what this means in Kabbalah, and the midas of chesed and gevura and so on, and the kala is b'kishutin aslo man levushin that she goes with adornments and with beautiful clothing. Next page, mikan nova lahavin. And now we could understand kama simcha yesh bepnimius nefesh hayehudi beis kabbalas haShabbos. How much joy there is in the soul of a Jew who's makabalit, who's pnei Shabbos makabla, in the soul of a Jew at the time of kabbalas haShabbos. Have you been? You've been to a mitzvah tanz? You've been to a mitzvah tanz, right? And the So if you've been, a real mitzvah tanz, not just the mechitza coming down, but a real mitzvah tanz, by every dance, how does every dance end with what word? Shabbos, right? At the end of each dance, Shabbos. What's the Shabbos? Chasna Kala Shabbos. That's the mitzvah tanz. The whole need of the mitzvah tanz is yich. That's why at the end of each dance, they all call out Shabbos. What's going on? What is talking about Shabbos? It's not Shabbos. It's Shabbos. B'pnimis nefshi the base kabbalas Shabbos. Shken v'oisam regoyim miskayim by achdus. Because at those moments of crossing over from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, there's this achdus, Mekabel and Mashpia. Well, the Mekabel and Mashpia are moving towards each other. During the week, she doesn't have the kelim. During the week, she's not able to. And the chosin is in his place, she's in her place. But now, Kemekabel and Mashpia, Sha'ad l'rega ha'yichud ho'yu b'dargis plagufa. Until now, they were separated, they were divided in half. Va'ata shenasu l'echad, and now they're becoming one. That's Kabbalah Shabbos. Samech tesamach reyimahu. It's gevaldige simcha. It's the two bechinas of Shabbos together, happening simultaneously together. That's the yichud of the Amali Shom Yisrael Shabbos Achas Ketikun. Shabbos Achas. The two bechinas, like we learned in the Kiddush Yankov, the two bechinas of Zocha v'Shomer, of Chasan and Kala, of Mashpi and Mekabel, is Achas, one. Uchidivrei Rabbeinu Kodesh, like Rabbi Nachman, says it's in Sichas Aran. Kishayimim v'kuloin misatrim and nishmas n'chadetim. I always feel bad for people davening this Rashkan, such a rachmanis mamish. I know they were very holy people. I mean, you know, the Ramah was a big tzaddik, and you know, the Vilna Gaon, the Chavetz Chaim were a big tzaddik, and I still feel so amish rachmanis. Because how could a Jew come to Shabbos without the mesikos of Kegavna? I'm amish on that. To come without the mesikos of Kegavna. And all are encrowned with new souls. So Rabbi Nachman said that when you say those words, by Kegavna, which is Raza de Echad, the mystery of Echad, of one. When you say those words, Roy Rabbi Nachman says, Nishmas Nechadetin means the Neshama of Neshama Achas, of Chas Nechal, Nishmas Nechadetin. Nisham Yisera, that's what that Nisham Yisera is about, the whole thing. So now we can understand the rest of the Chadaydi. Vina Behem Shech HaCharuzim, Nizkarim Kam Mishpatim Shayochim Lebeis HaMikdash, Yushalayim Beis HaChorben. So also, in the middle of the Chadayit, Mikdash Melech Yimlucha, we spoke about this many times, Beis HaMikdash, Yushalayim, Mikdash Melech Yimlucha, Yushalayim, Kumit Simetach HaFecha, to come up, get up from the whole Ma'apecha, from the Churban, Ravloch Sheves, Be'emek HaBoch, you're sitting for too long, Be'emek HaBoch, V'yach Malay Chemle, Chasna Hazrach Manitz Chemle, V'yach Malay Chemle, Yushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, because at that time of Kabbalah Shabbos, the Chosn calls out for the Kala to leave the Churban, to leave the Golas, and to return to that state of Tiferes Yisrael, of the Yichud of Chosn and Kala, Kashi is Gala LeEsagula, which will be fully revealed when Mashiach comes. Moving Sheish Kesher Ben Shabbos LeBen Hagula. It's obvious that there's a very deep connection between Shabbos and Gula and redemption. Behind him, Nesha Golus Yisrael, Shachel Be'ez Chum Be'ez HaMikdash Yushalayim, because our Golus began by the Chum Be'ez HaMikdash in Yushalayim, who Kematzev HaMakabel Elo Mishpia. That's when we became a Kalamoid, meaning a girl that's of marriageable age and without a chasen. That's what happened. We came a Mekabel without a Mishpia. Shken Yushalayim, Himochan HaMiyachal BeBushu Uchlim. Yushalayim is waiting like in a state of Bushu Uchlima, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's the Churban of the house, and she doesn't have her husband. The Bushu Uchlima. Yushalayim is sitting in such a way. Kekalu Loi Baila. And that's how we end the kinnus on Tisha B'Av morning, right? Elitzion varek k'ma yishab v'chiv sula chagura sach. What is it? No, k'ma yisha. The whole kinnah of Elitzion is which is sung to the tune of kinnus, and the same tune that we say in Musaf. Bnei v'escha kivat chila. Elitzia in Viara. It's the same kina. There's no Beis HaMikdash. It's a kina that the chasen and kala are not together, husband and wife. She's waiting for him to come back. What happened to him? It's the Mekalba without the Meshpia. Kekal loy bailal, he goel me Hashevi from lachil b'sarichas or Hashem, to be able to receive the or Hashem. Lefichach, gam b'tkufas agolos. Therefore, even b'tkufas agolos, b'chol ma'oiros manim ma'oiros ha'yichud el, even during these long years of galus, whenever there's a special time where the yichud is very, very strong, okagon kashakala nasis nechneses the chuppah, like a simcha of a chasna kala, which is the strongest yichud next to the yichud of kashbaruch and the shechin, the highest yichud is chasna kala and Shabbos. So whenever we have this yichud, as beis knesses or beis knesses Shabbos, like by a chasna, or when it's Shabbos, harigam Yushalayim misala la'or zeh yichud, then Yushalayim has a gevaldige simcha. Simcha es Yushalayim v'gilu ba. Yosis alayich lokayich. Yushalayim has snari mi'ofa kumi livshi bigde sefartech ami. It's mamish an aliyah for Yushalayim. So the nice thing would be to be Erev Shabbos by Chasna going into Shabbos in Yushalayim. Right? That's the nicest thing. In Golas, she's called an Akara, a woman that's barren. Now Yerushalayim's children are able to come back. When there's no chasna kala, there's no husband and wife, there's no children. Shemam bevakshem al binyan Yerushalayim mehera Hashem lo keni yishomer be'arei Yehuda v'chutz Yerushalayim kol sosma kol simcha kol chasma kol kal. So all of this is the simcha of Chasna. It's the simcha of Shabbos. It's the simcha of Yerushalayim. It's one simcha. Yichu kodesh b'ruchu shchinta. And that's the whole Eishes Chayil that we say Friday night. Ka yichud b'dargas adam hi hadargah ha'al yoynah shebebruim. Because the yichud b'dargas adam by human being, it's the highest yichud. So when two friends love each other, and a husband and wife love each other, and parents and children, that's the highest yichud. That's a yichud of a human being in this world, of the Mashpi and the Makaba, a Rebbe with his students. These are all big, big yichudim. Heina nevroim kulam chaseirim v'ru'uim v'nitzrochim m'sharvim lo'or kainam. All that exists, every single thing that exists, not just people, but everything that exists, is screaming and crying without understanding for what feels that this is missing. You see that you read in the books, when we were in the nature books, or watch on the shows about nature, how you have these fish that they're going like for months dragging around to find the chasna kala. Like, you know, I remember watching the fish, the salmon, that they go swimming back to.
Go home. Sure.
Back
where they were born.
What?
Back to where they were born.
Where they come from? So what's the whole bria? Is the inyan of chasna kala. It's the inyan of chasna kala. Every shlob that's walking around. I was at a chasna last night at Passaic, so I had to, the ways took me through Manhattan. I had such a chalisa das because I really tried to avoid that place. I've been there only if I have to, but it took me, and it was showing every place else like 4 hours, 3.5 hours. So it only took me 2.5 hours to go from. To go through, but it was the Lincoln Tunnel and the Midtown Tunnel, and then you go through 30 feet to get to the Midtown Tunnel. You know, it's one lane and with trucks parked. And, you know,
it's a mamish. You have to cut across the city.
Yeah, that city, and it took such a long time, and I'm sitting there, so you know you're waiting for the car in front of you to move an inch, and everywhere you turn is just the world is mam. Everybody's looking just for a yichud. You know, mamish for yichud. Sometimes it's a guy with a guy. Sometimes it's getting more to be guys with guys. Sometimes it's a guy and a girl. Sometimes it's two friends. Then you see a person who's by himself. He's got maybe his dog. But the whole place is just everything. Every advertisement, everything, that's all the signs, everything is only about L'shem Yichu Kutshu B'chu Shkente. That's all it is. L'shem Yichu Kutshu B'chu Shkente. And I turned on the CD and I was listening to Malik Alam, Salaf Kalam. And this is when I was on traffic, I was trying to come to this thing to feel better about sitting in that crazy place. But that's what it all is. Everybody's just looking for that. It's really looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then it's not their fault. They don't have the kalim to know what it is that's missing, what they're looking for. So he's looking for a girl, she's looking for a guy. But it's and everybody's coming out from restaurants together and bars together, and all that. It's all, the whole world is, I'm screaming for this. It's a beautiful song from Az Hartman. It's also a beautiful, beautiful song. That's what the whole world is looking for. And if I'm kulam chasem for women, the tzorachim mishavim are screaming la'or kainam u'micha b'nei Yisrael hamakirim b'kach. But who understands this? Where this comes from? Like the Jews, like us. Who understands? And even among us, and even among, not just among Jews, but even among Jews or Shomer Mitzvahs, there's only a miyat shebemiyat that understand what this means a little bit. What this is, what's going on? That have a keshet to learning Razum, to learning Pnimi Zatayra. V'nasim mekavu shleimu l'shchina kadosh. V'mescharim l'Hashem Yisbach yigal lena. And we cry out to Hashem in Yedid Nefesh, Higol Lano, Freis Chavivi Olai, Rebbeinu Shalom, spread over us your love. Esukah Shleimecha, Toyer Eretz Mikvei, Esukah Shleimecha, to be in one house together. Toyer Eretz Mikvei Decha, Lenegila V'nisma Chabach, Maher Erev Kiva Moye, the time has already come for the Chasma. Maher Erev, that we should feel your love, that we should be able to be Mekabel, your love. That's the whole Shabbos, is this Nakud, is the whole, everything. We understand this. We could have understand that. At our level, we could have an understanding of what this means, something of what this means. Okay, we'll finish the piece of Mitzvah next week. Stop now.